Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. A very good Wednesday to you, or as Avi likes to call it, hump day. Hey, Avi.
Hump day.
Happy hump day.
Let's go.
Program brought to you by FanDuel. As always, my appreciation and thanks to them. All right, Wednesday, as you know, or maybe you don't. Wednesday is our busiest day because we have the three-hour program. Then we have a podcast, which we push out after the program. This is a very good podcast. How do I know? I've already done it. Episode number 423, all long form, all premium, all free, all available to you. So that's coming up after the show. Episode 423 is with a guy, and I'm going to say this, I'm going to say it on the podcast, but I'm going to say it right now. I think he's one of the last great sports journos in this country, Seth Wickersham. So that's a really good conversation. So that's coming up after the program today. Before that, we have our three-hour show. First hour is wide open. Telephone number is 1-800-636-8686 if you care to use it. In and above all that, you can find me on the X. For those of you on the X that are still complaining about the chat, we're still in all these places. Use the X. I'm looking for your response and your engagement on X at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com, or just go to our YouTube page and hit the sub button, ring the bell, jump into the chat. I know all of you in the chat are already greeting each other. Go ahead and do that. The interview is set up like this. Coming up at the top of hour number two, a safety, a very good safety for the Green Bay Packers, Xavier McKinney. Top of hour number three, former MLB All-Star, MLB Network analyst, Yonder Alonso. And in and around all of that, the ATP and a whole lot to get to. 1-800-636-8686. You know, I'm looking up at my monitor out of the corner of my eye. Little League Baseball. I've never seen it go on for so long. Does it ever end? And I'm not here to crack on it. I just don't remember the season being that long. Just an observation, just caught it out of the corner of my eye. Is it double elimination or no elimination? Or do they just play until they never stop? It's just going and going and going and going. They play until they're older than big league managers, I think.
Over and
it's like adult
over
baseball league
over
now.
And over and over. And over
anyway,
and over
anyway,
and over
I digress
over
already. All right, let me start you off with this. Somehow, this is what college football has come to. Somehow, college football has basically become a courtroom procedural drama, like Law and Order SVU. Law and Order SVU. Psst, please. This is more like Law Please. And Order NIL. I hate it. And I don't hate it, but I love it. I hate it.
I hate it.
I just hate it. I don't love it. It seems like every single day there's some new ruling and some new fake crises and some new nonsense for people to overreact to. It's almost like there are now higher stakes in the courthouse than there are on the football field. It's like the judges suddenly are more important than the coaches themselves. The lawyers are about to start getting their own NIL deals. Today, it's Lane Kiffin in LSU against the world. Not that long ago, it was Brendan Sorsby and Texas Tech against the world. In that case, nobody besides Texas Tech thought that Sorsby playing college football this year was a good idea. So they got smacked. They got hammered. Now, nobody besides LSU thinks that it's a good idea for NFL players to come back and play college football again. Nobody thinks that that's a good idea except Lane. And that includes the SEC, by the way. Even they don't think it's a good idea and have now implemented harsh new rules banning NFL players from coming back to play in the conference, along with NBA, G League, and WNBA players as well. And not only did the SEC formalize that rule earlier today, they also formalized the following punishments, and they brought the hammer. This is for any program who steps out of line, according to the SEC. This is the type of punishments that they're looking at. Namely, half-season suspension for head coaches. SEC voting privileges revoked on business matters. A hefty fine of 50% of the sport's annual operating budget.
Hefty.
That is hefty.
Hefty.
That's even heftier than hefty.
Hefty.
That's damn. That's morbidly obese. That's not hefty. Also,
hefty.
Exactly. That would be a reason to break out the fat alarm. That's so fat. Also, the league retains the right to levy other penalties if necessary in case the ones above were not hefty enough.
Hefty.
In other words, the SEC is not playing around. These would be devastating consequences for any program, obviously.
Heartbreaking.
So it does beg the question, is it really worth it for LSU to keep fighting this fight? Now, the attorneys representing the players have said they want to keep fighting. But is it really worth fighting the entire world? The rest of the world, when the rest of the world agrees to disagree with you on this topic. Because there is nobody outside of LSU who thinks that this is a good idea or is supporting this idea. And come to find out, the Louisiana court ordered injunction that led to all this chaos may only exist because Lane told these dudes to sue the NCAA. Save that thought for a minute. Remember when Lane was saying, hey, look, if I don't do it, somebody else will do it. If I don't try to get these players, somebody else is going to get these players and then maybe use these players to beat us. So why would I not do it? Yeah, maybe not. Come to find out, Lane was telling them, hey, man, sue the NCAA. So if you're wondering where they even got the idea to sue for their fifth year of eligibility in the state of Louisiana, wonder no more, because according to CBS Sports, quote, Kiffin and the Tigers reached out to multiple players on NFL rosters or the representation in an effort to get them to bring a lawsuit against the NCAA and return to school, end of quote. Kind of funny how Lane has not gotten around to mentioning that yet. No way. Lane Kiffin did something shady? No way. Lane Kiffin is trying to play both sides of an issue? No way. Lane Kiffin was not entirely forthcoming about his role in instigating this mess. And LSU seems to have no problem with any of this. No way. Of course, Lane is doing Lane things. Of course, LSU is cool with it because that's exactly what they hired him to do. That's exactly what they hired him for. For Lane to be Lane. Lane is just doing the job that he was hired to do. Namely, ask for forgiveness, not permission. AKA, ride that line as hard as you possibly can and then cross it where you can get away with it. It's exactly what Lane is doing right now, and he might have just successfully found that line. Except something tells me this fight is not over. As hard as the SEC pushed back, something tells me that LSU believes they've got a much stronger legal ground to stand on than Texas Tech did in the Sorsby situation. And just imagine how much LSU would love getting over on the SEC. Imagine the conference trying to sue LSU and LSU winning. They would love nothing more on the Bayou. And by the way, since when does LSU or Lane Kiffin stand down from anything at all? If they think they have a shot, you know they're going to keep fighting this. Now, to me, it really doesn't seem worth it. To me, this non-crisis is just drama. It's hard to imagine why it's really worth the time and the money and the effort and the energy. Tulane and LSU, I mean, they're acting like Joe Burrow is in play here. Like the reason they're going to war with the conference and the rest of the world is because they think they can get the Bengals to cut Joe Burrow and get another 3 years of eligibility out of him, for him. But it's not Burrow. But it is LSU, and it is Kiffin, and it is who they are, where they live, and what they do. The rest of us, we just want the courtroom procedural nightmare to end, finally, so we can just get back to actual football. What a concept. Ball. Can we just have some ball? Because the courtroom procedural drama is starting to get to me. It's getting very old, and it's starting to get me to hate one of the best things ever. It's getting me to hate one of the things I love. But, I know as soon as we get some actual games kicking off, all this nonsense will be ancient history. We've only got a few more days to go. Technically, really, only one more day. Or, I guess what the NCAA can do is just replace the game broadcasts with, I don't know, live courtroom sessions. Since that's what the sport is about now. Instead of us spending 12 full hours on Saturdays watching football, we can just spend 12 full hours on Saturday watching Law and Order NIL. And they can sell merch like tan lawyer suits and white powdery wigs and foam fingers with the judges' names on them. The entire offseason is all about courtroom nonsense, so why not just run it through the regular season? Just hours and hours and hours of injunction hearings and appellate procedures and NCAA depositions. I mean, who needs game action? Who needs ball? Who needs any of that action when we have so much legal action? Said nobody ever. Nobody! What was that show back in the day where they used to have that reporter stand outside the courtroom? And they would let you inside the courtroom and we would just watch it all the time. Let's go back to that time. The People's Court, right? People's Court. Where's Wapner? God, man. Enough already. Enough already. Why not just let Wapner? Is he still around? Why not let Wapner just rule on everything in college football? Actually, my guy Wapner passed in 2017. R.I.P. R.I.P., Wops. How about Judge Judy? Is she still around? That's Harbaugh. Harbaugh loves her. Loves her. Anyway, why do I think that even though Texas Tech folded like a card house, why do I know that LSU and Lane are here for it? For one thing, Lane instigated it. No way. No way. It was Lane's idea? No way. Lane's just up here like, what? What am I supposed to do? If I don't recruit these guys, somebody will. I'm just working within the confines of the current landscape, and it's my job to win as many football games as possible, and talent procurement is one of the parts of my job, and if I don't try to get these guys, somebody else will. Wink, wink. Hey, yo. Player A, yo, representative of Player A. Yo, you guys know me from Ole Miss? Hey, man, sue the NCAA. Don't you know you can get back a year of eligibility? Don't you know there's a loophole? Hey, I even know a judge that might be favorable to your cause. Right here
what
in Baton Rouge.
Propaganda, the lying.
No
that
way,
been going
Lane.
On for weeks.
I was
and
one of those guys. I admit it. I was one of those guys that when Lane was in Oxford and Lane was telling this story about how he had this new perspective and he lost all this weight and he had his family with him and he was changed and he evolved and nothing stays the same. I'm like, man, I like this version. I like this version. This version is no different than the other version. He's just not as hefty.
Hefty.
Man, can we just get back to ball, please? Please, just ball. 1-800-636-8686.
Please.
All right, so speaking of ball, you know what's interesting about ball? You've got North Carolina making a roadie to Dublin. And Bill Belichick still is without a D coordinator. So it got me thinking, number one, it'd be nice to have a defense coordinator a few days before your first game, especially the opener of a season that's really critical to you, the program, your legacy, and all of that. He still has no D coordinator because the face licker is still not with the team, and the Hood's not saying very much about it. If you ask him about the face licker and who his D coordinator is, you're not going to get an answer. Oh, here we go again, radio man. No, here we go again, Hood. But it got me thinking about Hood because the juxtaposition. All of this is part of a conversation I had with Seth Wickersham because he wrote a book about the Patriots. And he and I have that podcast later on today. But on the one hand, you've got the Hood, and the Hood's getting ready to go to Ireland, and he's going to play. And he doesn't have his D coordinator. And then on the other hand, you've got Tom Brady. And Brady is living his absolute best life. Brady's just tripping around in leather pants, doing what he wants, when he wants, where he wants, whenever the hell he wants. And then I think about these two guys. And I think about what was one of the lamest conversations ever, and especially now that we know the result. But before we knew the result, remember that whole sports talk thing, that lazy sports talk conversation about, well, who has more to do with the Patriots dynasty? Is it the quarterback or the coach? Is it Brady or is it Hood? And then we saw what happened when they divorced. So I can't help but look at these two guys. Like, Brady's tripping around for Gucci in leather pants for the first time in his life at 49. And then there's the Hood over there with his moobs, without his D coordinator, getting ready to play his first game. Man, what a juxtaposition. It's like Brady just keeps lapping this guy. I mean, somebody throw in the towel. Somebody end that fight. Not good for the Hood. Not good for the Moob. In addition to that, yes, it jumped the day. I'm not going to say it's as salacious as it was the previous 2 days, but there is a Jed Pork update. You know who's pushing back on this whole thing? Not the Niners. No, the Niners think that it's not a distraction at all. The Niners are like, nothing to see here. Nothing to see here either. Nothing to see with the coach. Nothing to see with the owner. Nothing to see with the disgruntled wide receiver. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see there. Nothing to see anywhere. We're good. No distraction. No, they're not having an issue with this. But I'll tell you who is. The residents of said trailer park, they've had enough. Stop bringing this trailer park trash to our trailer park class. They're pushing back now. They're like, why do the cops keep creating these stings in our neighborhood? Now we have an unfair rap. Now the narrative is, this is where all the pros live. This is where all the crackheads are. Why do you keep conducting your stings here when we have this impeccable neighborhood and we're just minding our own business? We're retired. We're raising our kids here. Man, stop bringing this to our doorstep. And you know what? I'm on their side. Hey, Padre fan. Interesting development. Have you seen who is a part of your new ownership group? The Bus family? The Sibs that Genie fired started their own investment firm, and they're trying to acquire certain sports properties or invest in them, and apparently they've got a piece of the Padres. They're a part of the new Padre ownership group. Damn, Padre fan. As my old man used to say, how's that grab you?
That's so, what's in.
No, not them. Not them. But the buses. So not only I'm not even convinced they know anything about basketball, so I don't know what they know about baseball. And then number two, they are the Bus family. They're L.A. through and through. So, San Diego, how do you feel about L.A.
infiltrating your new ownership group. How's that grab you?
And don't, and this is not about me, don't Dodger Jim me and say, worry about your own owner. Right? That's a different conversation. I'm talking about you have a new owner, and that new owner came with a lot of energy. Oh, and by the way, you also get some of the Bus family. Padre fan, reaction. They're part of the Bus family, and they're L.A. through and through. How's that feel? Hit me up. React to me. 1-800-636-8686. Oh, Rome's Burner is in. Let me just hit that really quickly, Avi. Always good to hear from my other phone.
Burning.
Quote, yesterday's show was Law and Order SVU. Signed Creep and Pork. You know what? I might not get to the creep. It may be a creep-free day. I'll probably get to the pork. But I can tell you this, Cleveland, or I can tell the rest of the jungle this about Cleveland, they are no less pissed off today than they were yesterday. So you know what? If you want seat down, I'm here for it. I can get to the creep again. It's not like he got any better overnight. It's not like he got any less creepy overnight. It's not like he's any less remorseful today than he wasn't already yesterday. I can get there. I can get there. And Michael Fast with a super chat. Quote, the players should hire Ryan from Sacktown. Man,
you're right. On the right track about the fiduciary duty for the coach trustees, which actually extends to the same duties as a licensed professional here in California. That said, Jeannie is going to be switching to the beneficiary side because she is also
consequently,
a beneficiary. And in California, beneficiaries are allowed certain protections under the probate code.
Damn, Ryan.
So she may go in.
Is that AI, Ryan?
Which would be an emergency.
I didn't even know that could speak like that.
For
somebody
like
should hire him.
Appraisals of the franchise, future appraisals, tax consequences.
Hey, Ryan, what's your hourly rate? I may hire you, dude. Best interest. It's between you and Miles in Charleston.
To prove that this sale is the best thing for everybody, including the remainder.
Nice job, Ryan. Let's take a short time out. Come back with some of that reaction. This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. That's right. You heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Number is 800-675-7716. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Also, drivers who activate this vehicle protection plan today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. I mean, how good is all of this? Call for a free quote right now. 800-675-7716. 800-675-7716. Exactly what do you have to lose? 800-675-7716. 800-675-7716.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Hey, this is Steve Gorman, radio host, sports commentator, and former drummer for the Black Crowes. Let's talk about something that affects us all, drinking and driving. Summer's drawing to a close, and football season is kicking into gear. We just can't wait for those tailgates, cookouts, and get-togethers with friends to enjoy the game and throw back a few cold ones. Let me suggest a few more items for your plans. Always plan for a safe ride home. Just like in sports and music, I always have a game plan. And the most important part of any plan is sticking to it. If you plan to drink, take that plan a step further. Call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Get a DUI? Crash your car, injure yourself or others. The consequences are immediate and everlasting. Please be safe for your sake and everyone on the road and get a sober ride home. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
In business, there is no room for guesswork. Every shipment matters. Every deadline counts. When you're trying to keep operations running smoothly, the last thing you need is uncertainty. That's why reliability is at the core of USPS Ground Advantage. From the moment your package is first scanned in, it moves through a secure nationwide network, aiding in a timely and accurate delivery. You get near real-time tracking so you can keep up with your shipments. And with affordable upfront pricing, there are no hidden fees or surprise surcharges to throw off your cost sheets. It all adds up to predictable deliveries that you can depend on. Because knowing your logistics are handled lets you focus on everything else, your customers, your team, and the future you're building. So visit usps.com/groundadvantage to start shipping with confidence. USPS Ground Advantage, we mean business. You know, I'm always amazed when somebody says, like, hey, Rome, 20-year listener, first-time contributor. And I'm always like, what could possibly have happened that brings somebody off the first time in 20 years? That always blows my mind. I've got an example of that momentarily. Wait for that. Are you ready to level up your skills and stand out in today's evolving workforce at University of Maryland Global Campus? You can gain real-world skills in leadership, communication, critical thinking, and more. Explore programs that apply emerging tech like AI and data science. UMGC, an online and accredited state university, offers more than 100 skills-based degrees and certificates that can help move your career forward. Apply by September 1st and save with no application fee. Learn more at umgc.edu, umgc.edu. All right, so to finish that thought, I'm always amazed by that. Like, look, we understand this about the show and about the business. I've always understood this. Like, long before there was social media and most of the research was based on telephone calls, we always knew that only a small percentage would ever call a radio program. That most people were more than happy to be kind of passive and just listen. And there'd be that small vocal minority that would call. And then the whole thing diffused and there were so many other ways to participate. And we know this. But still, whenever somebody says, hey, Rome, been a follower or been a listener or been a viewer for X amount of years and never felt compelled to respond or jump in until now, I'm always curious, what is the trigger? And especially from somebody accomplished, not to say that all of you clones are not accomplished in your own right. Look at this guy. This guy's handle on chat, at Dr.G. 3393. Quote, I'm a longtime listener, but first time chatter, busy medical doctor. But can you please inform me when you will show that video you teased from V yesterday? I will hold patients off when you show it. Really? Are you going to tell your receptionist? No, I need to be left alone. I need a few minutes. I'm not ready. Yeah, but doctor, no, but doctor, clear my schedule for, I don't know how long it's going to be. I don't know if it's a 5-minute video, a 30-minute video, or a 30-second video. Just don't. Don't bother me. Yes, doctor. Hey, doc, you're a doctor? A doctor of what, my guy? If you're clearing your schedule for V, you're a doctor. Listen, no names mentioned, most of those in chat. If they're saying I'm putting everything on hold until I see that video, if in fact I ever see that video, that'd be one thing. But a doctor? At work. Wow. And that's the first time you've ever reached out to me. None of our takes, none of our interviews, nothing. Just the video that I teased from V. Tell you what, Doc. I'll let you know when I'm going to play that on this show. I can let you know right now. Never. Or maybe. Wow, that's wild. Like I said, I'm always amazed. What brings certain people out of the woodwork for the very first time? I wouldn't think that it would have been V. But then again, Doc, I've seen it. I've already seen it. So I let's just not, Tom likes to say this, I don't want to overpromise. I don't want to overpromise you, Doc. I don't want you getting your hopes up, all right?
Don't think that this is something that's much better than what it is. Just because V did it and V loves it doesn't mean you will, Doc. Stucknut. Okay, now this I do like. I love when Stucknut will break out today in jungle history. All right, so apparently today in jungle history, 2016, we had a live broadcast from Del Mar. I remember that day. I remember that day well. Steve in H-Town, quote, broadcast live from Del Mar. Interviews included Richard Sherman, Mike Smith, Joe Titino, Jerry Hollendorfer, Trevor Hoffman, Flavian Pratt, and a few smack-off winners. And that's how it looked. Let's see, who do I see? I see me. I see Mark in Hollywood. I see... Is that Dave Whalen back there? There you go. So that was in 2016. Richard Sherman, you know who that is. Mike Smith, Hall of Fame jockey. Mike Smith rode Shared Belief for us and also Misdirection. Joe Titino was my producer at 6:90 a.m. Joe and I came together. Joe, the Bulldog. Bulldog, man, as a producer was unreal. Bulldog, yeah, that's why he got that nickname, man. He would lock in and not give up. Jerry Hollendorfer was the trainer of Shared Belief. Trevor Hoffman, obviously Trevor Hoffman. Flavian Pratt was a jockey. And a few smack-off winners. So we did do a remote on this day in 2016. Good job, Nut. Hey, Nut, I don't thank you enough. Thank you for everything. Thank you for working for free for 25 years, Nut. You're the man.
Butt nuts.
Let's see here. Kowalski, 3769, in response. Dr. Idiot Face? I don't know that. I don't know what kind of a doctor he is. I don't know what he does.
Johnny Idiot Face.
I'm just shocked that a doctor would say, I'm going to put my patients on hold so I can see whatever it is you teased from V.
You stupid
V
doctor.
And the fee is paying attention. Quote, that doctor is not my family doctor. I'm sure.
Family.
At Hand Banana, 4865. Quote, 30 plus years listening here and only started contributing on YouTube, and it was the Jed York $160 that got me in here. Hey, whatever it takes. And again, use the show any way you want. Sample the product any way you want. YouTube to me, and I'm not putting any kind of priority or preference out like YouTube over this, that, or the other. I'm just saying, if you're a radio person and you listen to terrestrial radio, we have a network, Westwood One Sports. If you happen to be somebody who's on Sirius XM and you want to hear the show that way, do it that way. If you want to watch the show on the internet, the best way, far and away, to watch the show on the internet is via YouTube. It just is. It's clean, it's easy, it looks good, it's user-friendly. A lot of you are on YouTube all day long anyway, and there's chat. So that's something else. If you want to watch the show on another platform, we have the Rome TV channel with 8 other platforms. So I don't favor anyone over any of the others. I just want to make sure you're getting the show any way you can. The other platforms include Amazon Prime. These are monster platforms. Amazon Prime, Roku, TCL, DirecTV, Plex, Samsung TV Plus, Vizio, LG. And I know a lot of you watch the show on one of those. At The Neighbors, 646, quote, no one cares about the video. Yeah, I don't know, dude. The doctor does. The doctor is willing to put aside work for the video. The doctor is willing to put aside sick patients for the video. Speak for yourself. What you really mean is, I don't give a damn about that video. But don't speak for everybody. What do you mean no one cares? Look, I'm not even defending the video at all. I've seen the video. Personally, I wish it didn't exist. Personally, I wish I didn't see it. Personally, I wish I never brought it up. I'm not here to defend the video. I'm just here to say, the neighbors, 646, man, speak for yourself. What do you mean no one cares about blank? Will you speak for the world now? I know at least two people care about it. V and the doctor. Woody Burns, quote, "The guy is a doctor who doesn't think about the fact that the show is available in its entirety on X and YouTube every day." I don't know, dude. Maybe he just wants to enjoy V's AI slop live. Nothing is as good as the live product. Now, I know, on demand is awesome, but does it not feel like the stakes are higher when it's live? Especially if it's some of V's AI slop. Maybe the doctor doesn't want to go back. Maybe he doesn't want to go looking for it. Maybe he's not inclined. Maybe he wants to experience V's AI slop live. Hey, V, are you proud of yourself? You shouldn't be. The MP Charles, 25, quote, "These two stories made me hate college football. Move on." Bro, I'm trying. This is the whole point. You really think that I wanted to open this show with that? You really think that I think that's the kind of thing that's going to drive engagement? I have a job to do. It's topical. It's the biggest thing right now. It's the biggest story right now. Believe me, the whole take was about me wanting to move on, MP. Believe me, I would love to. Nothing would make me happier. That's my whole point. Did you not hear what I said? What I said was, I'm starting to hate the thing that I love. College football. We want games. We're tired of the courtroom drama. We're tired of the judges. We don't want jurisdictions, depositions, an appellate ruling, a legal twist every single day. Yeah, dude, I know. Exactly. I'm trying to move on. They won't let me. These two stories made me hate college football. Move on. Well, I'll give you this, bro. You did say in one sentence what I took like 15 minutes to say. You kind of dumbed it down, but yeah, you and I are on the same page. You and I, believe it or not, are on the same page. And one more before I go to break. King Shark, 49. Lane Kiffin is going to Lane Kiffin. LSU knew that going in, as did Ole Miss, did Tennessee, as did USC. Yeah, but nobody wanted it more than LSU. Oh, no, LSU knew that. LSU was thrilled, man. Look at who they've hired. Look at what they've done. Look at the politicians involved. The governor's involved in all this. Oh, no, they're all about that life. They're all about that life. As I said, this is who they are. This is what they do. This is where they live. It was all quaint and nice in Oxford, wasn't it? I love also how in Oxford, they did a sweep of bugs. They thought that Lane bugged the joint. Allegedly. All right, when we come back, more reaction. And I'll get to the pork. And I'll get to Brady v. Hood. I wasn't planning on getting to the creep, but C-Town's still really mad about the creep. Oh, and you see where the Atlanta Falcons, man, talk about a weird quarterback battle. You see whereby Michael Penix is not going to start or play, actually, in the preseason finale. What does that mean? Does that mean that he's hurt? Does that mean that he won the starting job? Yes. Tua couldn't beat him out? Pretty odd. All of that still ahead. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show. Hey, it's Black.
And Abdallah.
It's that time of year, Labor Day weekend, and football is finally back.
My favorite time of year, Black. Tailgates are firing up, grills are hot, and fans are getting ready to celebrate.
And that's what makes it so great. But if you're throwing back a few beers before or after the game, don't make the mistake of thinking you're okay to drive home.
That's right. Every day, about 32 people in the United States die in drunk driving crashes. That's one person every 44 minutes.
Those numbers are tough to ignore. We want everyone enjoying football season, not becoming a part of a statistic.
Just like every good team has a game plan, you need one too. If you're drinking, plan ahead for a safe ride home.
Choose a designated driver, call a rideshare, ask a sober friend for a ride.
Because one bad decision off the field can have far-reaching consequences.
So enjoy the football, enjoy the tailgate. But keep in mind, law enforcement is out there calling penalties for real.
If you've been drinking, be our MVP and don't get behind the wheel.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
In business, there is no room for guesswork. Every shipment matters. Every deadline counts. When you're trying to keep operations running smoothly, the last thing you need is uncertainty. That's why reliability is at the core of USPS Ground Advantage. From the moment your package is first scanned in, it moves through a secure nationwide network, aiding in a timely and accurate delivery. You get near real-time tracking so you can keep up with your shipments. And with affordable upfront pricing, there are no hidden fees or surprise surcharges to throw off your cost sheets. It all adds up to predictable deliveries that you can depend on. Because knowing your logistics are handled lets you focus on everything else, your customers, your team, and the future you're building. So visit usps.com/groundadvantage to start shipping with confidence. USPS Ground Advantage, we mean business. Got Packers safety Xavier McKinney coming up in 10 minutes. Also on Wednesdays, we always have the Ask the Pros segment, and it's sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You want to post your question at Jim Rome, use the hashtag Ask the Pros on X. Listen later on, and either I or somebody from the crew might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts. For all of your car care needs, get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Now, amazingly, some of you do actually listen to and watch virtually every second of this show every single day. And it always amazes me. Like, if I can get a number of you or a high enough number of you to listen to the program and or watch the program for an hour a day, 45 minutes a day, that's a win. But some of you do listen every single second and watch every single second. So you know. So that's why I need to reset certain things. So what's a bad idea? What's a bad combination? What are two things that don't mix? Oil and water. What are two more things that don't mix? V and his phone. V and life. V and this show. V and AI. That is a very, very combustible mix. Also, I just read something from Stucknut, where Stucknut said it was on this day in jungle history in 2016. Now, when Stucknut does that, and Stucknut's funny, and he's clever, and he's talented, and V is those things on occasion. V can be like that. V's funny. V can be, like, elite. V could be one of the best of the best. V can be uncommon amongst the uncommon. I point to his second place finish in the smack off. That's his ceiling. His ceiling is the roof. Am I right, Mike? But then V can drop down and get in the mud. And not where you want to be. So whereas Stucknut says it was in 2016, on this day in jungle history, Rome hosted a show at Del Mar, and these were the guests. Cool. V, on the other hand, has been hammering all week long. See, V has his own sense of jungle history. Stucknut knows everything that's ever happened on this show, like for the last 25 years or more. V knows certain things. V's got it in his head that this is the 20-year anniversary of arguably my greatest take ever. And as I said yesterday, it was just Tuesday. It was just a random take on a random Tuesday. And yet somehow, someway, it lives on 20 years later. And V's been celebrating it all week long.
to the point where he thinks I'm going to do a show, a special on this take on Saturday. And in honor of that, he created a promo. AI slop-induced promo. So much so that a doctor heard me talk about it, jumped into the chat and said, Rome, can you please let me know when you're going to play that? I'm going to have my patients wait so I can watch it. The time has not come. Don't. Stay tuned.
Mic Drop, hosted by former Navy SEAL Mike Ridlin.
What is your take? Was it what you expected?
Oh, it was the best thing ever.
It was something I always wanted to do.
If you show me a clear goal, I'm like, okay, I can do that. Master Chief, he's like, you realize there's about 1% chance of you making it through. 1%? That's all I need, Master Chief.
My platoon went home early, and I just went up to my chief, and I was like, I'm not going home.
Turns out I'm staying.
That's when we go to war.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I could get used to this.
Mic Drop. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.